what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know when worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. All right, it's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. It's time to play the worst, 312-981-7200. Yes, indeed, we are complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. Tonight, pizzas. We got pizzas to go around. And we've got great judges in studio tonight. Ed Furman, Tim Chittister, longtime improvisers here in Chicago. Their show, Early Bird Specials at the Annoyance at 8 o'clock on Sundays. Tim, Ed, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for
having
us.
The audience, they get a treat tonight. They get two guys, two witty guys in studio to judge the worst. We already got great ones coming in, and we'll get to them. The lines are lighting up. You, of course, know how to play this game. Just text 312-981-7200 or call and tell us what's the worst. Pete Zimmerman always starts us off, so why don't we do that tonight? Pete, how are you, my friend?
I am wonderful.
Do you like how I always act like this is the first time we talk in the show? We've been on the air for 3 hours now, and I'm like, oh, there's Pete Zimmerman.
Here I am.
Here you are. All right, Pete, start us off.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you're trying to log into a website and you can't do it, mm-hmm. and then that website doesn't tell you if you have the username or your password wrong.
Right.
You have to keep on trying. Yeah. Is the username my email?
Right.
Then tell me if
you're deducing whether or not. Yeah, you have to figure that out.
It's like 12 steps.
That's a straight up cable TV.
It's
move.
The worst.
Yeah. That's the worst. Website logins are the worst. Yeah, right?
Oh, I agree.
They're right up there for sure. Yeah.
I don't know if you'd commit to it being number one. But,
I also don't like the time-saving apps that takes you 20 minutes to figure out how to enter everything in your credit card to save the time eventually down the line.
Right. Oh, man, yeah. And I hate that the fact when you change it, someone hacks into you and you change your password, then all of a sudden you have to remember that one. And I have like 8 versions of like the same one that's just slightly off. And I'm like, is it this one? And then you got to stop because you're going to get locked out.
It's always fun. The worst is when you have to go to a site. It always happens with like fantasy baseball where I'm like, all right, what period of my life did I actually where was I at when I started this site and what was my password? So it's like what that cat that died.
It was clever at the time.
Yeah. It was clever at the time.
Oh, it was witty.
It's always fun to go, oh, that one.
And why iTunes need a password? Right. Is someone gonna hack it? Someone wants to listen to my Judas Priest albums, go ahead. I don't care. Now I'm blocked out because I forgot it.
Yeah,
I
they mean, do the thing where if you mess around with it, they'll lock you out for a day or two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an actual party game that I do not recommend. If you mess with someone's phone, login phone, when you're at the bar or whatever, you just put whatever random. If you do it a couple of times, it'll lock you off for an hour. If you do it a couple times more, it's a 24 hour. And I this happened to my wife one time. They're like, ha ha.
That's mean.
And these were friends of yours, or
I don't know. Yeah. Not anymore. I guess.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
You know, if you throw the phone on the ground, they got to get a whole new one. That's even funnier.
True, we can just keep going that way.
It's like 10 times it wipes your phone, right?
Right.
It just gets rid of everything.
So it's just practical jokes.
You know. Just goofs and gags, getting your friends locked out.
Tim, what do you got for the worst?
You know what the worst is? I'll tell you what's the worst. Double-wide strollers on the bus. That's the worst. Let me tell you. Taking up those spots are reserved for handicapped people.
Yeah. Right.
Those kill me.
And they put the seats up. Do the whole thing.
You know, they got a whole grocery store in them. Like, there's a kid, and then there's
or
like,
not.
Yeah, or not. Sometimes it's not. It's just, like, groceries or Pampers or whatever it is, you know, some sort of those. And I see them, they come in, and they actually kick people out. They stare them down.
The worst is when someone in a wheelchair gets on the bus.
Yeah.
And they're already a double wide, and there's this showdown about who deserves a space more, and there's no room for either. It's a disaster.
Oh, and when you get two strollers and a wheelchair. I mean, it's high noon, man. It is high noon on there. Who's gonna blink first?
They should just have a hitch on the back of the bus. Everyone just hitch up to the back.
That's the way to do it.
If you can put a bike on the front, why can't you put a hitch on the back, man?
I think, that's no complaints from me. All right, Ed, what do you got for the worst?
Two words, wet socks.
Oh.
No,
hate wet socks.
Yeah, no further explanation necessary.
Yeah,
you know, wet socks.
Yeah, I would put that right next to like wet bread. It's like the worst.
Wet bread. Especially if it's just water. If it's gravy on bread, that's one thing.
Yeah, gravy on bread's fine, but if it's just like soggy bread, like bread.
Or when pretzels get wet and they get really big in the bottom of the sink after a party, it's like, what's this worm monster on the bottom of the sink? Oh, it used to be a pretzel.
Oh, man.
312-981-7200. Playing the worst tonight. It is true. You know, the addendum to the worst is when you take out, when your laundry is not, like the sock was in a ball. So you do the whole dryer, everything's in there, and then the sock is a little bit wet, and you're like, I'm going to go for it. You know, I need this sock. And you're just like, right at the tip, it's wet.
Because we know we all have those sock emergencies where we only have that one pair, and no other pair will do. And that's why we washed it.
After the second time you wore it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right, let's go to some of these on the website here. 708 says, the worst are stores that charge extra for cold beer.
Never heard that.
That's a thing?
Cold ain't free in the summertime, man. In the winter, it should be. You know, you just open the back door, but that cold costs money, man.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, there is a refrigeration cost. Maybe it's a tax.
It's weird, but my dad had cold ain't free tattooed on his chest. You know, he grew up in West Virginia, and they take it seriously down there.
What was the font for that?
It was Comic Sans. I mean, he was
ahead of his time.
It was a joke.
All right, 312-981-7200. Tim Chittister, Ed Furman in studio. They got the show, The Early Bird Special at The Annoyance, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll play more of The Worst. Stay with us. Playing The Worst tonight here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Tim Chittister, Ed Furman in studio. They are improvisers in Chicago. Their show, The Early Bird Special at The Annoyance, 8 p.m. on Sunday nights. When's that till? The end of the month?
Yes, sir.
You guys do a lot of shows. How do you shoot? Like, I mean, you guys have performed before. I mean, talk about what makes this show different than the millions of shows you guys do with other people, things like that.
This show is because we're older and we don't like to be out late anymore. You know, this is at 8 o'clock is actually like the the after hours version of Early Bird
Special.
It's
the tip of the spear for us right now. It is really there.
We were hoping for a 6 o'clock slot. Ooh. We couldn't get one.
Yeah. Yeah, so
as the improvising community gets older, these 6 o'clocks are sought after.
Yeah. Those are the... you really want that? Or, you know, we tell people it will give you a lot of laughs and get you home by 9. You know,
that's good. Oh, how far we've come.
Yeah, but it's also for the fact we did this. Is there so many great improvisers still here of our age who we've grown up with and performed? You've performed with over the years, and they don't have regular teams. And I'm like, it's a waste to just have them sitting on the sidelines. Like this guy to my left here. Yeah, Ed. I was like, it's a shame that Ed's not performing. Ed should be performing.
Yeah, absolutely. Every night. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
what we
do. You
got to suck it up and perform every night, Ed.
I do this once a week's killing me. I guess. Right. I got to get to the gym.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming down, taking naps before you came down. I appreciate it. All right. The worst, I run a catering restaurant business. This is 920. And last event, I had ants crawling all over the dessert table.
Oh, that's bad.
Scott from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Bless your heart for being like in the food, the service industry. That's got to be a lot of worsts in there.
Especially in the summertime catering. That's got to be real tough.
Yeah, right.
With the wind and all
outside
of that.
Outside kind of stuff. All right, I got a front runner for us tonight. You guys ready?
Okay.
This is a front runner. 815, already in the lead.
Ooh.
On lead for a pizza. Here we go. The worst is when your husband uses your deodorant and leaves a big hair on it.
When you leave a big hair on anything in a house.
In general, in life. Doesn't have to be in a house.
Soap,
anywhere.
My wife and I don't even share a bathroom, let alone the deodorant.
I'm like...
I love that your husband's like, oh, I'm just out of deodorant. I'm going to get the secret. Yeah. I got to get
the secret works.
It's pH really? Balanced.
You know,
strong
I'm ready
for a man.
I'm ready to take on the day now. Look at me.
And I would at least check it for hairs.
Yeah, come on. That's like soap at the, you know, leave it how you found it. Yeah. Come on, man.
Leave it how you found it.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that's not mine. I don't know how it got there. The dog must have used it.
Yeah, that dog. Getting into your secret again.
708 says the worst is specialty ice cubes. You're going to charge extra for your special ice? There's nothing special about frozen water. That's the
I would agree with that. Although,
are they doing? I'm missing. Are we missing this? First, it's charging for cold beer. Now it's charging for specialty ice.
First, it's over 80 degrees first day. People go crazy cashing in on this heat wave.
Bunch of carpetbaggers trying to figure out how to make that money. Like, what can we do to get the rubes? Specialty ice. This one's shaped like Wrigley Field.
Is that a thing? Specialty ice?
Yeah. They have the big spheres. They melt slower. Yeah. Or at a more
But I get that if it's like in a drink at a bar.
Yeah.
Right? But you're not paying extra for that. I mean, you are, I guess, at the end when you pay $11 for. But I'm just saying, you go to Jewel and there's specialty ice. No, it's just ice, right?
That's just ice.
Exactly.
I'm trademarking as you speak.
We thought of the idea, specialty ice. This is our idea right in this room.
Specialty ice to go.
That's right. All right. 312 says the worst is when someone is humming in the seat behind you on the bus the whole ride home. You just want to turn around and grab that person by the neck and squeeze them like Homer does Bart.
Yeah, I would say any sort of noise, I would agree with that. Like when people are FaceTiming on the bus or they're listening to their music through their speaker on their phone, I'm like, nope.
Yeah, it's all bad.
The idea of FaceTiming in public, I understand the technology. It's just like the idea of phone in public. But the idea on a public bus or you see people FaceTiming on the street, like in front of a building, I'm always like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah. That's why we have text messaging, right? Yeah. We're not animals. We don't have to FaceTime in public.
I just always feel like on the bus or the train, it's quiet time, people. Right. It's just people are trying to get somewhere, get to somewhere, from somewhere, especially like the morning, the rush hour. They're all dead inside.
It's been a while since I've been on the Red Line. But the Red Line, as I remember, used to have the announcement that would say, no eating, drinking, or loud radio playing. Do they still do that now with headphones and text and things? Like, got rid of that, right?
I've seen signs, but I have not heard
Nobody's
anything.
Coming out with the boombox anymore? That's a do-the-right-thing kind of moment? Like, that's not a thing anymore?
Radio Raheem's on the thing. It'll all come back.
It all comes back. What's old is new. All right, 847, the worst, mail-in rebates. Yeah,
it's a scam. It's a scam. You're not going to mail it in. They're not going to pay you. Something's not going to happen.
I've just lowered the price.
Have you done it?
I've done it. There's been some deals on like alcohol or something. I'm like, takes me 2 seconds. If I get $4 back, it's $4, man.
Well, I can't stand the rebates when they'll put a sticker on a item at the store, and they're saying it's $2.99. Then you get up there, and it's $5.99. They're like, oh, it's a rebate. Like that, I can't stand that. Like,
yes, when they put it right on, like you'll get this price when you get the rebate.
Like
yes.
It's like the gas price with car wash. Like that. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad you're so tricky. Because you're so clever.
It's a bait and switch, man.
You're such a great businessman. You totally tricked us.
I like the in-store instant gratification where like. Oh,
yeah.
Buying a case of beer, you can grab a pack of brats for $1 or, pizza for free.
Or like, the great cashier when they pull a sticker off of the package and they go, let's ring this up for you.
They're the real heroes.
Yeah, they're real heroes,
the frontline heroes. You just don't even know so many people.
815's got a lot tonight. We're getting some good stuff tonight. It's almost like the complaints tonight are eye-opening to me. The worst are fake service dogs.
Oh, yes.
I work in a restaurant. Oh. You wouldn't believe what people try to pull off. A dog sitting in the seat next to you in a booth is not a service dog.
No. Or on a plane.
They do that a lot on planes, like an emotional dog.
I heard of a service dog who was trained to sniff gluten. I kid you not.
At least they're trained to do something.
I
think this person's saying, you bring your small little dog and you're like, oh, it's a service dog because I have PTSD or whatever. And you're like,
you pay $500 to a vet and he signs a piece of paper and you get a vest in the mail and then you take your dog everywhere.
That's what it feels like.
It's medical marijuana for pets.
Yes.
Right.
There is an emotional service dog mill that a doctor just signs forms like a pill mill. He's just, what do you need? Yeah.
Your nerves are shot. You need a dog. Here you go.
Here you go. Here's a chihuahua.
All right. We got more stuff here. 646 says the worst is an eyes wide open kisser.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Especially if you close your eyes and then you open and they're already open. Oh, that's That's some Jamie Gum Silence of the Lambs stuff right there.
Unless you're kissing yourself in the mirror and you want to see what you look like when you're kissing.
You got to practice, man.
That's practice, though.
You got to look at your kiss face, man.
That's not kissing. That's just practice.
You know, you got to say, how are you landing it? Yeah. How are you getting in there? Is it bad?
Is it bad? All right. We get some good stuff there. All right. Eyes wide. That's a front runner, too. Eyes wide open, kiss her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's weird.
Because it really does paint a picture.
That's not a second date.
And just, yeah, and how wide open are their eyes, too? That's the other thing. Are they, like, comically wide? Like, like saucers? Oh, man, that had weirded me out.
Yeah, I've been married too long to kiss. Like, it's just, that's gone.
Oh, yeah, but you're dead inside.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah,
but that would be a good bit. That would be a good bit. If you were single on the scene, I would definitely be a wide-eyed kisser just to see how the reaction would be.
I think you need to implement that to get that romance started back up again.
Yeah. So I'll go home tonight and be like, hey, let me try something.
My wife's listening at home.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Tim Chittister, Ed Furman in studio. They have the show Early Bird Special at The Annoyance Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's still a wide open race here. I mean, we have some front runners.
Game.
Anybody's game, but there's some pizzas on the line. Oof. The worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
It's the worst. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. 312-981-7200. 773 says, you know what's the worst? It is what it is. The phrase, it is what it is.
It's a totality.
It is. Tim Chittister, Ed Furman in studio, longtime improvisers here in town. They got a show at The Annoyance at 8 p.m. on Sundays, the Early Bird Special. They couldn't get to 6 o'clock. So now you got to take a nap. You got to take an afternoon nap. That's the problem.
I'm not a napper.
No, neither am I.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Just get up later?
You know, just white knuckle it. Try to get through it.
You know, it's that grit and determination that lies in the heart of
the Chicago spirit that we have inside of us that gets us through.
815 goes to the bathroom worsts, which is kind of it's a go-to here on the download. We get a lot of bathroom worsts. Right?
There's a lot can go wrong in
there. Oh, yeah.
815 says the worst, using the restroom after a colleague and finding that the paper towels are out. So that's okay. The real worst, wondering if she was too lazy to refill them or if she didn't notice they were out. Because she didn't wash her hands. But she could easily just gone not dried.
See, that's a lot on you because that's a lot of speculation. You don't want to put that energy into it. Just I assume the best. Assume the best.
You assume they wash their hands. There's no towels. I'm no just towels. Gonna air dry.
Yeah.
Right.
Just chill out, Columbo. It's okay.
I agree with this one. 847, the worst. Nashville probably going to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's true. I hate Nashville. I love the city, the Nashville Predators.
If you can't grow your own ice, you shouldn't have a hockey team.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a specialized thing.
I was just going to say.
Specialty ice.
That's specialty ice right there. They got that flown in.
773 says the worst is when your roommate opens up the cereal box upside down.
I don't know. Never had it happen to me. There's just so much. There's other people I don't eat cereal.
I mean, the bag can open on either end, so I mean that's just a stylistic choice.
You could glue it back up if you're really upset, and then just open it properly.
Yeah, right. I guess you could just put some scotch tape on it; you'd be okay.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's all relative.
Yeah.
All right. 224. The worst is when they report on news that ticks are really bad this year.
Ugh.
But that this year is a tinier new tick, as big as a dot, which causes neurological problems, memory loss, sometimes permanent. Come on.
I don't need a super tick.
It's the last thing we need.
Yeah, we don't need super ticks.
Day and age.
There's a lot going on in the
world. Do they only go on really small dogs?
Yeah.
I think that might be,
I know. I will say I know a friend of ours who got Lyme disease from a tick, and now she used to be scared of flying. Now she's totally cool with it. Something changed in her chemistry because of this.
She's part tick now. that's ticks don't have
I didn't want to put that out live. It could be.
Another one here, 630, says, yeah, same concept. The worst is washing your hands after doing your business in a public restroom and realizing the guy who just walked out of the same restroom didn't wash his hands, and now you have to grab the same door handle he used. Oof.
Ooh. They usually open out. A good kick.
A lot of times now they have that trash can right next to the door, though, so you can grab a piece of paper to open it up. And then
Or you got elbows, things like that. There's a lot you can do there. 630, the worst, accumulating 5 free McCafe drinks on the McDonald's app. And then the app doesn't work, and the McDonald's won't do anything about it.
What do you expect them to do? Ugh. They're McDonald's. It's an app. It's McCafe's.
Just go to Oak Brook.
They'll stand in line.
That's what you got to do,
Just straight to Oak Brook, and they will help you out. I love that the person not only has so many McCafe's, but they have – I didn't even know there was an app.
Yeah.
Is it a special McCafe app, or is it a McDonald's app that has a McCafe sub app?
And the idea would be that, like, you scan it, right, or something like that, and then it would say, you've got 5 free. But then, of course, it breaks on the fourth one.
Yeah. You know what always works? Punch cards.
Yeah, right.
Man, let's bring those back.
I've got, like, 9 of them. I just keep getting the same one over and over from Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. It's the same one. I'm like, oh, I'll get a new one.
Dunkin' hasn't upped their game with their app?
No, they probably do an app, too. I'm just behind the game.
You know, paper always...
Once the sub sandwich shop goes to an app, no good. Right? That's when society has really turned.
Yeah. Sad but true, yeah. And by the way, you notice how Dunkin' Donuts is downplaying the donuts these days?
Yeah, they coffee, really are.
Yeah, coffee sandwiches.
I just feel bad for the people who make punch holers. Like that's a business that's going to go downhill. Like that's not a growth market anymore.
It's not. No.
No.
For a while there, everyone had their own unique shape, so you couldn't just
Right?
Yeah.
And now they're just sitting there sadly, you know, the heart-shaped punches.
You think they're still holding on? You think they're like, a business is down 600%, but if we could just a second quarter.
I'm sure they're like, it's cyclical. It's going to come back, and it's just going to come back around. Right. It's going to be a Christmas gift. The millennials will love it.
They probably slowed down manufacturing, but the warehouses are full and ready to go.
I'll tell you, if they promote those to millennials as like stress relievers, it'll go through the roof. Go through the roof.
Or, I mean, there's other, maybe they'd be bedazzlers or something like that. You know, like something like, I don't know, put some glue in there. I don't know if that's, there's a bedazzler already, right? So, I don't know.
Double bedazzed.
The worst is when you get an itch in a place on your back that's out of reach for your scratch, and there's no one around the scratch, so you have to rub a wall with your back to get relief.
We're all pretty much animals, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
bad.
Yeah.
It's sad, too.
It is.
A lot, yeah.
I mean, especially for me, because I'm, like, super hairy, so I do look like a bear if I'm doing like that, you know, just trying to get that spot against a wall.
And you're audible. You're like,
yeah, exactly. All right.
773, the worst is when you make pancakes only to realize you have no syrup.
Ugh.
Oh, you got to check. How could you?
Yeah, that's a first thing. Man, first thing you check.
Yeah.
You know, batter, syrup. There's how much more do you need? Like.
I don't know. I would make a simple caramel.
Right?
Make a simple syrup or some butter or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A roux of some sort.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You would go that way? You're good enough around the.
I'd figure something out.
The saucepan?
I'd figure out. Yeah. The saucepans I got.
Yeah.
He's quite the MacGyver in the kitchen.
I love it. All right. Yeah. It's good to know. All right. 312-981-7200. Now, it's funny. The, 847 says the worst is biting a canker sore.
Oh.
Over and over and again.
Oh.
And I only say that because now here comes the run on all the bathroom worsts.
All right.
Once you say the worst is a bathroom related worst, they all come out. And we're just going to skip that chapter.
Okay.
Okay.
If that works for you guys.
Sure.
630 says it's on the Mickey D's app.
Oh, okay.
That just lets you guys know.
Oh, okay. So it's a Mickey D app.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And then, all right, where is this one I saw? Just missed it. I know there's some. The worst is when, did I read this one? Okay, 312. The worst is when you buy a new gadget and then you decide to return it, but then you can't pack it up properly. There's always something bulging in the package no matter what. That's so true. Like if you buy a gadget and you try to return it and you try to package it back up, it's never going to work.
It's impossible. There's like some alternate physics they use when they package that stuff.
Yeah.
And somehow there's more mass when you open the box than the box can contain. When
they probably do it on purpose. They're like, yeah, we're going to do this so there's no physical way to repackage it so you can't bring it back.
Or the packagers take such pride in their work, they don't want, you know, you think anyone could pack like this?
Oh, they could be professionals, right? Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Don and Barry at the packing store? Oh, they're like super proud.
Let's go to Mary. Mary's on the line. Mary, what's the worst, Mary?
When somebody wants you to make your specialty item, you're really happy about it. You see, if you had an ad for the main ingredient in the flyer, so you go to the store, and the sale ended yesterday.
The sale ended yesterday.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's all stores. The sale ended yesterday is the name of my store that I would put out in a new retail store right now. Sale ended yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The sale ended yesterday.
And you're trying to do something nice for someone else, too.
Yeah, you're making your specialty.
Yeah.
There's a lot going into that one.
Maybe extend that one more day, that sale. That's for someone else.
That's when that brave cashier comes in.
You know what? That's usually, yesterday it ended, but let me do this.
Mm-hmm. Those are the real heroes.
The heroes. 312-981-7200. Tim Chittister, Ed Furman in studio. They are improvising in town doing the early bird special at the Annoyance Theater up on Belmont, 8 o'clock on Sundays. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. We'll give you the top two. I got two pizzas to give away tonight.
Ooh,
sounds great.
And so it's still time to get in. It's not. I don't think it's a done deal.
It's pizza, people.
I don't want to make it a big deal.
We don't have anything that's unbeatable.
Right. So right now would be a time to swoop in.
Oh, swoop.
It's the worst. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Tim Chittister, Ed Furman in studio. You see them at the Early Bird Special improvising at the Annoyance Theater on Sunday nights, 8 o'clock. All right. 312-981-7200. Like we said, there's an opportunity to swoop.
Swoop.
309 says, absolute worst is when you elect someone that promised to make America great again. Okay.
All right.
All right. 312 has got a good one. The worst is when you ask someone, how you doing? And then they tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on.
No. That's not the long answer. That's for other times, man.
There's great. There's fine. That's about it.
Yeah. That's your wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
All right. 847. The worst is when you go to the dentist to get a root canal, and then the dentist seals up the tooth, takes an x-ray, and says, uh-oh, the post bent. That's the first time that's happened. That's 1 in 1,000.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Post bent.
Yeah. The worst will bring out medical accidents a lot. That's a part of this game that
bathroom,
I love.
Bathroom Joe and medical accidents.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. And then once in a while, people will text in saying, the worst is, getting cancer or something like that.
Yeah,
you're like, it is
understood.
The worst. Yeah,
yes.
that's no doubt.
Of course it is.
No doubt.
Of course it is.
I hear it. 630 says, the worst is thinking you got a 10 a.m. tee time at Arrowhead Golf Club in Wheaton, only to find your online sign-up was made at a club with the same name in Erie, New York.
I blame Wheaton. Straight up, I'm just blaming Wheaton on that.
Couldn't the website be like, arrowheadwheaton.com?
New York.
847, the worst is being at a party with kids. The parents aren't paying attention. The kids are picking their noses and dipping. Yuck.
Yep.
That's bad.
You got to have all the low snacks low and then the high snacks for the
people the
high.
Good snacks.
It's really just about where you put the snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just they go free range. They just let them fly. And as somebody without kids, as Ed is as well, as far as I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you go to a party and the kids are there, you just automatically know what's up.
Don't trust anything. Yeah. Don't touch anything.
That's the one where you're like, ugh.
Full.
Yep.
815, when you're in your car, you're picking your nose, then realize the car next to you is watching. It's a classic.
Oh.
Yeah.
630 continues to tell us about what happened with their McDonald's McCafe app. Very specific.
These problems are real. The struggle is real.
What's bad? Okay. Is when you're so into playing a video game. Let me see if I have this right. Your girlfriend was painting your toenails the whole time.
Again, that's on you, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know.
Live with it. That's part of the battle.
You let your guard down in real life because you're killing people.
Situational awareness, man. You got to have it when you're in the game and in the house.
630, the worst is thinking it's Friday, but it's only Tuesday. Yeah, that is the worst.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Yeah, that is.
815 says, the worst is getting a $5 gift card when $500 was promised.
Oh.
What? What is that? Hey, you get a $500 gift card. First of all, that's a huge gift card.
That's a huge gift card.
Yeah, that
I think that's
serious.
Probably on them. Again, if they thought they were getting a $500 gift card, my guess is it probably was five all along.
Was it spoken? Was it written about? Right. Yeah, like, I mean, why would someone tell you they were giving you a $500 gift card?
And then that doesn't happen every day. I mean, that's a special the worst.
And I mean, is it to McDonald's to get some McCafe? Because then your troubles are taken care of, man.
It's a lot of McCafes.
Or is it for a Toyota? Like, oh, I got 500. Oh, no, I got $5 off this. $5.
Oh, wait. The sale was yesterday on Toyotas? Oh, man.
The worst is crossing the line between talking to yourself and coming across as bat nuts crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live alone, and I'm by myself a lot, so it can veer that way.
I'm good there. Yeah. I'm good at that spot.
Yeah.
You're okay, though. You're not, but you don't ever worry about what people think of you on the sidewalk if you're talking to yourself, do you?
I don't. It's not a sidewalk.
Oh, I came across crazy.
Yeah. It's more times like when I'm at home where you're like, get it together, you know? You know, like, come on.
Looking in the mirror. Come on, Tim.
You know, I'm trying to kiss myself open-eyed, and I'm like, it's not working.
All right, 815 says the worst is when you're watching a sitcom on the Laugh Channel. Okay. And you get in a good, happy mood, and then the Save the Pets commercial comes on showing a shaking, starving dog.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
I hate that.
That's the same I'll say for Facebook, too. I was scrolling through, and then someone put a picture of, like, someone cut the ears off a dog, and I was like, no! No, you do
no,
not
you
put
do
that
not.
On.
Why
I just saw
that.
That. Why did you make me see that?
Right. Do you think I do that?
Yeah.
Do you think I think that's okay, or I was unaware of animal abuse?
I don't need to see. It was horrible. And see, now I'm seeing it again. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
no,
the descriptor. Okay. 815 says, McCafe issues. I work in a restaurant. 15-year-old kids these days can't even speak to you because they're so socially awkward.
I guess what a lot of this comes down to is what really is the worst is people.
Yeah, they are the worst.
Really, we as a society.
Summed it all up, right?
Yeah.
Well, MB says the worst is changing your tire for the first time only to realize you have locks on your rims and no keys. Is that a thing? We're learning a lot.
Oh, yeah. Because people steal.
Oh, yeah.
Because people steal because they're
again,
the worst.
People. Yeah.
They're the worst.
All right.
Bukowski
said
it.
At least
you
got sweet rims.
Yeah. Ed Furman, Tim Chittister in studio. Okay, so we've got two pizzas to give away. Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Ooh.
Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish.
Yes,
find one
is.
Of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Order online at loumelnatis.com. We've got two of them, so we've got two winners. I don't think that any of the stuff that came in the last 10 minutes beats what we have, but they were great.
No swooping.
But it was close.
There were some good ones.
It was gliding.
No swoop. More of a glide.
All right, second place is going to get 815. Is the worst is when your husband uses your deodorant and leaves a big hair on it.
Inconsiderate.
Mm-mm.
And the other one tonight, 646, the worst is an eyes wide open kisser.
Yeah.
Push that person away and have some pizza.
Or ask more questions.
Yeah.
Really,
exactly.
You could do both. At that point, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Is
this a new relationship or an old one, too?
Intrigued.
Yeah.
I don't think those new ones would go very far.
No.
An open-eyed kiss.
I would be like, I want to know more about you. You're challenging society. Tim Chittister, Ed Furman, see him on stage at the Annoyance Theater, 8 o'clock on Sundays at the Early Bird Special. Of course, the Annoyance up on Belmont and Clark. You guys, great to see you. Thanks for coming in, playing the worst.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, man.